Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With education one of the leading issues in Boston's mayoral race, we want to take a look now at pilot schools. They're popular with many parents in Boston. In most cases, their students score above the state average on MCAS exams. Both mayoral candidates are praising pilot schools, so why aren't there more of them? WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Pilot schools enjoy support from both Mayor Tom Menino and his opponent, City Councilor Michael Flaherty. They like the idea that even though pilots are Boston public schools, they act like charter schools. Pilot schools are self-governing, and they can experiment with what and how they teach.
We're going to create something called a combination using a
Tree diagram.
Like they are at the Lilla G. Frederick Pilot Middle School in Dorchester. Here, every child has a laptop, and they're all flipped open as this sixth grade math class learns about decision trees.
That's how many combinations?
One.
That's just one. What else can we wear with this guinea?
We are definitely more nimble because of the pilot status.
Deb Socha is the principal at the Frederick. She is full of passion, and she's certain that test scores are rising because her teachers have the ability to control their own curriculum.
For example, our children were really struggling with creating a good paragraph. We did training with the entire staff around it, and so everybody in the building asks children to write. And now our kids are scoring closer to the state.
Socha is honest, though. The leap in writing scores was the best outcome she could have hoped for. But on the whole, the Frederick still scores below the state average. It is an underperforming school. But parents don't seem to mind. What they see is that annual improvement and the personal attention children get. As a result, the waiting list for the Frederick Middle School is huge. For every seat the Frederick has, two families are already waiting in line.
With 12 combinations, is that safe to say, class?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
the waiting list is just as long across the rest of the district. So the city wants more pilot schools. In fact, Boston was supposed to have 29 pilot schools this year, but it only has 23. A deeply frustrated Mayor Tom Menino blames that on the Boston Teachers Union.
Why should Boston be held back because one union says no?
Menino is not alone. John Mudd is with the Massachusetts Advocates for Children. He and other education reformers also believe the pilot program has stalled because of the union.
We need to have the union helping us get the best teachers, get the best programs in the schools, focusing on education reform instead of the protection of jobs. And I think there's been too little education focus on the part of the union leadership.
The irony here is that the Boston Teachers Union is the very group that first created the pilot concept back in 1993. Unionized teachers today have to vote to convert an existing school into a pilot school. And the problem, from the union's perspective, is that a yes vote often means teachers must give up key provisions in their contract, such as overtime pay and job protection. The trade-off makes many teachers uncomfortable. Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, has been criticized for whipping up that fear. But he says,
I can only say that I don't have that power, I don't want that power, and I've never thrown the fear of God into anybody.
As for meetings he's had at potential pilot schools, Stuttman rejects his critics' claim that the union has pressured teachers to vote against pilot status.
People who say that, they fall into one of three categories. They're basically ignorant of what's going on. They believe that the teachers in the building cannot make up their own minds, or they're plain old misinformed.
Stuttman argues that teachers are voting no, not because the union is intimidating them, but because they have genuine doubts about how pilot schools perform. Pilot test scores are markedly mixed across the district, and teachers are beginning to wonder, if the ability for a school to self-govern is so good, where are the results?
We absolutely want what's best for kids, but it isn't innovation for the sake of innovation.
On this, there's a surprising chorus of agreement. Even John Mudd, who's critical of the union, agrees. He says too often city and school leaders act as if new programs, like pilots, are the educational panacea Boston's been looking for.
The crucial issue is not just having the plans, but how are they going to be implemented, and are they successful?
There is no clear answer to that. Mayor Tom Menino is so fed up with the teachers' union that he's moved on to supporting the next new thing, so-called in-district charter schools. His opponent, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, says he still approves of pilots. But Flaherty, too, spends much more time talking about lifting the cap on charter schools. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.